We're very happy to see you all tonight. And if you're here for the first time inside this building, on behalf of our beloved brethren and sisters who meet here, we welcome you in the Lord's name. You're very, very welcome here this night. And if you're without the Lord Jesus, we want to preach a simple gospel. Mr. Goff, you've heard from, he's an American, and I'm a Canadian. You know by my accent. So it's a twofold message tonight. If you don't understand what we're talking about, please talk to us at the end of the meeting. I have three verses in one chapter to read by way of opening tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, if you can find that in the Holy Book, the Bible. Hebrews, please, chapter 11. I want to illustrate the gospel tonight by reading these verses. Verse 4, Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by the which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. Verse number 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Down further, please. Verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Those are the readings for this meeting. We close the Bible as the Lord did that day in Luke 4, preach a simple message. I want to show a person tonight how they can be saved and know it and be in heaven when life on earth is past. I want to notice the Bible says we must be saved. The Lord said, ye must be born again. So what we're going to talk about tonight is an absolute imperative in your experience as you listen to the gospel this evening. What does it mean to be saved? Well, there's two simple ideas in the thought of salvation. Number one, it's a deliverance from the sin of a person, as we'll see. Now, I've been as simple as possible. It also has the idea of a person being rescued from danger. Illustration, Peter one day, well, it was one night in the darkness of the night, was walking on water to meet the Savior. He was sinking, and he cried, Lord, save me. Now that gives what we're going to talk about tonight. I want to think of Abel. He had a need. And you and I tonight have a need. And I want to point out from this verse that Abel needed a sacrifice if ever he was going to enjoy heaven at the close of the day. You and I need a sacrifice. It's the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Noah needed a shelter. God told him, Noah, there's an almighty storm coming, and you need a shelter. Dear soul, tonight, you need a shelter, and that shelter is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Here's a lady, her name is Rahab. And her story, and the bottom line is this. She needed a scarlet line in the window before that city that she lived in Jericho would be burned with fire. And as we'll see in a minute, it speaks of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scarlet line that runs from Genesis to Revelation in the Holy Bible. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. You need a sacrifice. So do I. You need a shelter. Me too. You need the scarlet line in the window to illustrate how a soul can be saved. And so, in a few minutes, we'll show you the story. I want to suggest to you that outside the Garden of Eden, where we've been reading from more than once in this conference, there was a day, maybe an evening, when Adam and Eve were together, and Cain and Abel, mature men, or maybe having a family time. Now I want to major on Abel. Adam maybe would say, son, there was a day, there was a moment when your mother and I disobeyed God and we had to leave the paradise of God. And here we are on this occasion. You see, the Bible says, so God drove out the man. We'd likely tell him the story. Because of one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. And he would say, Abel, you and Cain are no exception. You're our sons. We have brought you into the world. But you are poor sinners. Now, here's the reaction. Abel doesn't say too much, but gathering from the incident, he likely thought over what Adam told him. Maybe the tears were in his eyes as he thought of the times that he enjoyed, the Father enjoyed, the very presence of the Almighty God of eternity. He came down at the cool of the evening to commune, but it's gone. Sin has entered between the Creator and the creature. And so the Bible declares that very same passage. Romans 5 and verse 12. As a result of this story that we have heard about twice in this conference. Wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world. Death by sin. Death passed upon all men. All sin. Could I get across to this audience tonight? One of your greatest needs, friend, is to have your sins forgiven. How? Through the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. And Adam would maybe say to Abel, Abel, there's only one way that you will have the favor of God. Bring a sacrifice, and God will accept you. And he lived to prove it. It was one day in the field. It's likely that fire came down from heaven And that innocent victim, a little lamb possibly, more than one, it received the awful burning of the fire. And Abel would stand at the altar, likely say to himself, that's an innocent victim. That victim has done nothing, but he's a sacrifice on my account. What the hymn writer said, I have been at the altar and witnessed the Lamb burned holy to wash us for me, and watched its sweet savor ascending on high, accepted, O Father, by thee. That brings us tonight to the sacrifice of Christ. Once for all, at the end of the ages, he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. No blood, no altar now. The sacrifice is o'er. We have come tonight to present to this audience something that will meet your need, friend. And it's the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. We put it sometimes like this. Outside the city walls of the old city Jerusalem long ago, the Savior of the world, a sinless sacrifice, was the substitute for the sinner. Just pause and think that out. I seek no other argument. I want no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and rose again for me. How would you know you're saved? Well, accept what God says. Change your mind about your attitude and the mighty God of eternity and accept the sacrifice. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Now, somebody asks the question, why did Abel need a sacrifice? Well, he's at a distance from God. You see, that's what we have already pointed out, that sin came in on this occasion and divided the Creator from the creature. And tonight, friend, you need a sacrifice because you're at a distance from the God of heaven. It's already been pointed out, the prodigal son of Luke chapter 15. He was at a distance from his father. You see, sin has brought a divide. You need a sacrifice. Your soul, you need a shelter. And here's Noah's story in a simple paragraph. Conditions were dreadful. Genesis chapter 6 in Noah's day. God says, I'm going to destroy man. He has corrupted himself. Noah, you need a shelter. Now, Noah could have done one of two things. He could have said, God, I accept what you say. Or I don't accept what you say, and I'm just going to do my own thing. And so, the day arrived, when the storm came. What a storm. Recent weeks of this great year, 2011, we have been the recipients of something of the storms of this great continent. And I want to tell your friend one simple thought about storms. They bring danger into the experience of an individual. And as we felt and saw the thunder and the lightning and people afraid, you know what was? There was a storm around. and the tornadoes were coming. Your soul tonight, it's only a simple picture of what's happening as far as the spiritual side of things is concerned. There's a mighty storm coming. Brother Gordon here has been telling us about it today. It's called the wrath of God. The great tribulation, when the world will be, as we have heard today, absolutely saturated with dreadful conditions. You need a shelter, friend, tonight. God help you to appreciate that. A sinner bound for eternity needs a shelter in the time of storm. And so Isaiah 32 comes to mind right away. A man shall be an hiding place, a shelter from the storm, a covert from the tempest, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Dear people, tonight, whatever age group you're in, you need a shelter. Calvary's cross, the only refuge. Calvary's cross, the only plea. Calvary's cross, O blessed shelter, on it God's salvation seat. My friend, you need a sacrifice. You're at a distance from God. You need a shelter. There's a mighty deluge coming. I want to spend a minute on Rahab. Beautiful story. Illustrates it's on my mind tonight very simply how a soul can be saved. One day, to Rahab's home came two servants. Here's their bottom line. Rahab, it's delightful to see you, but we have a message. This city of Jericho is going to be burned with fire, and you are in danger. I want to get to the bottom line. The day arrived when the two servants were parting from Rahab's home. And she lived on the wall of that great city, Jericho. She watched two men go down a scarlet rope, just to be very simple, and be away. And got shelter and safety in their experience. Now back to Rahab. I'm going to suggest to this audience that every day she would rise from her bed or go through the day or before the darkness would fall, should we say to herself, see that scarlet line in that window? Those two servants that came to my home, they were safe when they went down the rope. And they availed themselves of the opportunity. And if it delivered them from disaster and safety, it'll do the same for me. Let me make a simple application here tonight. You see, the scarlet line speaks of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me quote you a verse or two. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ dying on a lonely cross. Listen to the hymn writer. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, sinners plunged beneath that blood, all their guilty sins away. Can you trust the blood tonight? Can you rely and put your confidence on what Christ has done? And when the day of danger comes, you will be sheltered and safe. As the story shows, she perished not with them that believe not, shall accept it, the word of God. Would you accept it tonight, the Saturday night of this conference weekend? I want to tell this audience, we have seen several this year. Just accepting what God says. Could you do it tonight? My sins deserved eternal death, but Jesus died for me, was buried and rose again for me. And he offers salvation tonight. Right, before my brother comes up here, let me just give you the other side of the gospel. I hope I've illustrated to you what you need and how you can have the need met. You need a shelter. You need a sacrifice. You need the scarlet line on the window. Wait a minute. A man called Cain one day, and he refused the sacrifice. As I talk to you tonight, right now, is in eternal fire. Woe unto them, they've gone on the way of Cain. Noah and seven others, according to 1 Peter chapter 3 in the Holy Bible, they had a shelter, but the world perished. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden, who said unto God, depart from us. They have gone down to eternity. Peter tells us they're in the prison house of hell. See Rahab and her household safe. See the people in Jericho. They perished. Hold your soul tonight, whoever you are. You might never have the pleasure of presenting Christ to you again. We're urging you tonight. We're begging of you. We're beseeching you. Will you take the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and be in heaven when life is over? Will you rise for the company and say, not tonight, another time, and arrive in hell at last? I hope you got the balance of the message tonight. God help your friend to take the Savior. You do it. Somebody says, not tonight. Thou wouldst be saved, why not tonight? The world has nothing left for you. It has no pure, no new delight. Oh, try the joys that Christ can give. Thou wouldst be saved, why not tonight? And so, before we rise and go away, our brother Mr. Goff finishes in the will of God. You have a decision to make. If it's Christ and you say yes, heaven. If it's no, it could be hell at the end of the road. And so, two ways before you lie. And me. Your choice must make. One upward to the sky, one downward to the lake. Shall any choose the pit of woe? We all must answer yes or no. Oh, what a thrill if somebody would say tonight, Christ, for me, right now, I'll take that one as my Savior and start for heaven and home. Thank you very much.